From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We hear a lot about global warming these days. How about global obesity? As America struggles with its collective expanding waistline, the rest of the world is getting fatter and fatter, too. Slate's Human Nature columnist, Will Salatin, has written about the growing global obesity problem. He joins us from Washington. Will, welcome back to the program. I guess I hadn't really realized that the rest of the world was getting fat the way that we are. I thought we were exceptional.
Yeah, I did too. You know, we think of the overweight, ugly American, and then we think of overseas people starving. And, you know, we tell our children, clean your plate. If you have food left over, we would send it to some child who's starving in Asia or Africa. And it really wasn't until a few weeks ago there was a conference of agricultural economists in Australia, and one of them simply pointed out that there are now more overweight people in the world, not in the country, in the world, than underweight people.
And what you conclude is that what used to be a sign of wealth, a fat belly, is increasingly a sign of poverty. That's why there are so many fat people in the world, because you can be poor and still be fat.
Yeah, you know, we are coming out of a history as a species where we gradually learned how to produce enough food to keep ourselves from starving. You know, that was the issue. Where was your next meal going to come from? And that was an issue, a problem of technology, of agriculture, later of industry. And the strange thing is we've now conquered that in the sense that we can produce enough food to feed all of us. Even when the population keeps doubling, we're producing enough food. The problem is the distribution of it and what kind of food we're serving to each other.
Wouldn't you say, looking at these statistics, though, well, at least people aren't starving to death?
It does depend on how you put it. It's better to be able to be overweight. I guess that's the way we would like to look at it. It's better to have enough food that it is possible, if you choose wisely, to stay alive. So now the issue boils down to choosing wisely, which is in itself a very complicated problem.
In fact, what you write about is that higher income people now, the people who used to be fat while everyone else was starving, higher income people now are more likely to be trimmer than lower income people.
Yeah, and the difference is, if you're rich, you may have access to a Whole Foods, you probably have access to a gym, you may have a personal trainer. If you're poor, what do you have? You might have a 7-Eleven, you might have to go to a Popeyes, you might not have access to the same quality of food or exercise. So now there's an access difference, and in some cases, a knowledge difference, an information difference. The problem is that people, like other animals, are accustomed to a situation of deprivation, scarcity, where you're trying to pack on the pounds. We evolved to deal with that situation. We evolved to store fat. And now we have to deal with a situation where we have abundance and we have to resist our own natures. We have to learn how to overcome our tendency to eat and retain fat.
Will Salatin writes the Human Nature column for the online magazine Slate and is a regular guest on Day to Day. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.